is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You're now tuned in to Nicole Whitney.
This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air. Next on is Linda Light Channel. Linda Hathoria of Healing Embrace brings you expansive, beautiful, and loving energy to assist with your soul's journey here on Earth. Linda is an intuitive empath, life coach, and holistic health therapist. As a transmitter of source, she channels light language and high frequencies of sound to work on multidimensional layers. Please welcome Linda Light Channel.
Welcome to my show, Linda Light Channel. I'm your host, Linda Hathoria of Healing Embrace, here to share with you my life experiences and expertise as a holistic health therapist, life coach and light language channel to bring you inspiring conversations. We will explore life, spirituality, energy, light, shadow, Akashic records, holistic and natural ways to support your well-being and spiritual quest in life. I invite you to explore with me. Winter magic, seasonal change. Today I will explore with you winter magic. How can we flow with the seasonal changes we experience? How does Mother Earth invite us in to enjoy these gifts, her elements of change? Do you have a preference for a season? Does winter challenge you or delight you? We are all unique here, yet there is an eternal magic that we can tune into and harness from within to support us emotionally, physically, and spiritually. No matter where you might be in the world, such as here in New Zealand during winter, or elsewhere in the world experiencing a different climate, there is a way you can harness the beauty of your surroundings and make the most of what you are living in. Each season has its own medicine, its own rhythm and cycle to benefit from. In the second part of the show, I will then go into a beautiful guided meditation to set the scene for a channeled message and light language activation for your upliftment and soul journeying. Then I will read out some Q&A from the community, offering guidance for your healing journey. Winter magic and seasonal change. What springs to my mind here as we contemplate winter is my attitude about winter when I was younger. I laugh here as the gift of my years means I might be old and wiser, right? Or is it simply that I've had time to let go of my resistant thoughts that may have previously got in the way of enjoying the cooler season of winter? For me growing up, I loved the warm, hot days of summer, as I loved the sea and surfing the waves with my boogie board. I loved the ease of staying outside in nature more. Yet in winter, there is a different magic here. The cooler climate invites me to adapt, to listen, to nurture myself so that I can remain not just comfortable, but also joyous and expressive in my happy space. To go beyond my discomforts associated with winter and the cold. Winter can bring with it hardship if you are penny pinching, so even staying warm in winter may be a challenge for you. My go-to here is my hot water bottle, so even here, how can I make this experience more joyful? How can I nurture myself more? A long time ago, I actually knitted my own hot water bottle cover. Then I went on to actually knit my own winter hat. I enjoyed this process, and in the worst of winter, the coldest of nights, you'll find me snuggled up with many layers of thermal singlets, warm winter hat, hot water bottle, and warm drinks. Another favourite way I make ends meet and stretch out the value of my dollar is to go op shopping. Grabbing a bargain from a pre-loved clothing store is a great way to get your thermals to stay warm. Keep an eye out for those specials too in other stores at the end of season. This means you don't have to go without. It is more a case of being creative on how you source what you need. Remember your worth, that you are loved. The universe will always support you and guide you when you lean in for this support and ask to be shown the way. Trust your intuition, your guidance system. I get very lucky when my intuition gives me a nudge to go shopping in a store on a particular day. It's usually only a moment's notice. I breathe into this to feel its energy. If it is expansive and light and I feel uplifted, I can trust this to support me. So off I go to my favourite op shop. And guess what? I come out with a full bag of clothes, new wardrobe, for me at a fraction of the cost if it was new. In my mind, it can never be too cold for me to venture outside in winter. It is more a case of dressing adequately for the climate of the day. Simply adapt, tune in, and accommodate your needs. Put your warm winter layers on, a good weatherproof raincoat, gumboots, and you are good to go, just like my mum did for me when I was little. Do you remember, as a kid, the delight at jumping in all the puddles, splashing about, not caring about the mud? It was usually mum or dad that might growl at the washing they'd be left with. But oh, that freedom feeling of splashing, breaking the frosty ice on the pavement, even a slide or two. To add to that, our dragon breath. Super cold mornings bring the dragon breath out. As we get older, we might forget to laugh and play. It might even be scary if the footing is slippery, and you might worry about falling. Here you can adapt, prepare for the weather, and take your time when moving about. Honour where you are at, listen and adapt to your individual needs. You can still engage in winter, find joy through the coldest of days and grey skies. I watch other people persevere. They will gear themselves up with whatever they need, and off they go. I can recall how protective and guarded I became when I was nursing myself through my injured shoulder. I had to walk with more care, as any slip would jar my shoulder and send me into pain. It was a time of learning how to be more patient and compassionate with myself. It's okay to buy a walking stick if you need one to enable you to walk safely. It's okay to take a day off if you need to rest. It's okay to stay inside if you feel cold and tired. It's even okay to go outside in the elements of winter, as long as you dress for it. I have friends who swim all year round, but they put on a wetsuit and don't stay out too long. As their fitness and stamina build up, they can do more. Fresh air is invigorating, enlivening, and good for you. I've been experimenting with cold showers recently, since summertime. I'd heard it was good to stimulate your body this way, as the skin is the largest organ in the body. I'd see people do the sauna and then jump into the cold plunge pool. Sitting on the sidelines, I'd think, how can they do that so easily? So I decided to challenge myself and give the cold shower a go. After a few weeks, my body got accustomed to the cold. I still started with a hot shower, but I finished with the cold water. I noticed that I no longer flinched with cold and I felt more awake and alive. It shifts your mindset. Cold is just cold. I don't add the story or the drama to it. I adapt more easily now. I appreciate the awakening of cold that winter brings. I stay balanced with warm food and drink, warm company that uplifts me, and resting when I need to. I stop grumbling about the cold. Instead, I get creative, bring warmth into me somehow. I even snuggle in bed if that's what I need to warm up and rest to feel better. What do you do to stay warm in winter? And how do you enliven your spirit? What about warming your home to bring more comfort? What small things can you do to create positive change? Where is it damp? How does air circulate in your home? Moisture and dampness make it harder to heat your home. My practice here is to wipe off condensation on my windows with a rubber window wiper that collects the water in the handle. I got that at a Christchurch cleaner's store. Works a treat. You might need that if you don't have the luxury of double glazing. Airing your home to shift stale air out and dry up moisture is important, especially after there's been an illness in the home. Open up the windows. Doesn't have to be for too long, just to get the airflow clearing dense energy in your home. I do this before the heat pump goes on. Then I use incense to invoke a healing prayer in my home to shift and uplift energy. The difference is palpable. Everything is energy. And once you start to understand how you can simply affect positive changes here, you can have fun in the process. Bringing some green foliage into the home when flowers may be scarce is another way to uplift the home. Pot plants too. Then there are oil diffusers. They use steam to disperse the oils instead of heating them up. Again, it is bringing the magic of nature inside your home to clean and transform the energy. This is magic at its best. Simply easy to do and enjoyable. The benefits are endless. For me as a sensitive, it is crucial. I do this daily and as often as possible to keep my space clean and clear so that I can focus my mind on my work and not get muddled by dense energy cluttering my space. I am more productive when my energy is clear and uncluttered and I create a space to enjoy being in. What about you? What can you do to clear some space in your home? What changes can you create here? Winter invites you to go inward, to attend quietly to daily tasks that you feel capable of doing at the time. For example, I won't go out in the garden in winter if I'm feeling exhausted or if it is cold and windy. Instead, I will wait for a sunny day and my energy feels more vibrant. Listening and being in tune with your energy will bring out the best in you and avoid burnout, strain or illness. You will feel less resentful and happier functioning this way. I learned the hard way. At times I did overdo it and ignored my body's signs of fatigue, and then I felt weary and achy the next day. Balance is the order of the day. You feel good inside when you listen lovingly on you, to feel into what feels right for you at any given time. It's okay to say no. It's okay to say yes when you know you have the space for each without overloading or being overwhelmed, which can be a sign you've taken on too much. When the world feels too chaotic and troublesome to me, I go for a stroll away from the city, focus on nature and beauty, and let energy that is not mine go. I breathe. Still my mind and reboot. Unplugging from other people's energies is crucial for your own peace of mind. If your mind is muddled in despondency, negativity, blaming the weather for your mood, or getting bugged by other people, it may be time for you to unplug mentally. Go for that walk. Get some perspective. Embrace the cold by dressing warmly. Get a colourful scarf, your favourite hat, gloves, fancy boots, whatever it takes to shift the stuck mind and doom and gloom into a broom that sweeps it away into a space of noticing beauty, nature, and all of its glory, and fill yourself up. When you are feeling whole again, refreshed, and full on the good stuff, you will find space to get clarity about situations in your life that you may feel muddied, unresolved, and challenging. When I go outside and mingle in the world at large, just about every day I may hear someone grumbling about the weather. No wonder they are feeling miserable. Just listen to their narrative, their story of doom. It's a book I wouldn't want to read. So what? The wind is here. Hello, wind. What changes are you bringing in today? Well, at least I can hang my washing out on the line today in the middle of winter. There's this wonderful breeze blowing. Then when I drive in my car, I'm grateful to my car to carry me places far and wide, keeping me warm and dry. I play some music to enjoy the drive, and I marvel at the leaves blowing about. I'm not focusing on the traffic jam or the lights going red on me. Instead, I find my own joy in my own way creatively. Winter might seem a time of quiet, not much happening in nature. Trees are bare, it's raining, it's cold. But what you cannot see is the magic of the roots deep underground. They are growing, strengthening. Root growth takes shape in readiness for the burst of spring. The old load is shed in autumn to allow for the inner growth to occur. Less activity outside means you can have more time to go within, read a book, create something, or just adjust to a quieter, slower rhythm. What about the crunch of frost beneath your feet and the glistening of light dancing on frost? It's magic. Magic is held in these little treasures, light dancing and reflecting, elements intermingling in a dance of alchemy. When my daughters were young at the Rudolf Steiner School in winter, they delighted in making winter frost paintings. If you have kids or you want to give this a whirl, here's how you do it. Paint with watercolor paints, wet the paper first, place on a sturdy wooden board, apply your paint with your brush, and see it swirl into rainbow colors. Then when you're done painting, place your masterpiece outside in the frost. Go check it later. As the freezing frost plays in your painting, you will get a surprising effect. So much fun. Last week, I went to Hamna with my daughter for a glorious hot soak. The next day, we went for a walk. It was cold, so we chose an open woodland walk that took us into an open space where we could feel the sun shining on us, warming us. I could see the sun engage as the mist rising towards the sun like a lover's embrace. I was captivated into joy. Wow, beauty. I breathed it fully in and out. I then saw the dewdrops dancing as jewels on the bare branches of winter trees. Wow, so magical. I had to walk close and take it in. Here my joy expanded. I naturally slowed down to savor this vista. This is the timeless wonder of beauty. You let go of time restraints, schedules, and slip into being. Beauty is the bedmate of joy. They nurture each other. When you bathe in beauty and joy, you vibrate at a higher frequency and your health and vitality go boom. Your mind is endless in its creative potential. So if winter is a struggle for you, simply invite magic. Invite transformation. Invite creative solutions for you to work beautifully with what you've got to come out on top. Invite beauty to caress you into joy and freedom. Let your winter smile bloom into your dragon fire breath. Walk gently if you feel frail. Grab those walking sticks and walk proudly. Put on your colorful scarf, hat, gloves, sparkly clothes, and have some fun staying warm, bright and bubbly through the crispy cool winter. Let me know how you go. Flick me an email with your own bright suggestions. We are a community here, and it's lovely to hear back from you too. Stay tuned for a guided meditation, channeled healing, light language and messages from my spiritual team after this short ad break.
Linda Hathoria of Healing Embrace offers you beautiful healing modalities to support you in your mind, body, and spiritual wellness. Emanate peace and tranquility, harness the power of your breath, and connect to a source of well-being. Choose from healing, massage, soul life coaching, healing circles, the journey for emotional health, soul activation, distant healing, and so much more. visit her website at healingembrace.co.nz.
Welcome back to my show, Linda Light Channel. Now we're going into the next segment of the show with a guided meditation and channeled light language. Please note, energy healing, spiritual discussion and recommendations here on my show is complimentary and self-guided from my connection with Source. As a sovereign being, you are free to explore, to be responsible for yourself and discover your own way to your health, well-being and spiritual nourishment. Guidance here is not a replacement for any medical treatment you may be currently undergoing. I do not offer guarantees for your health, medical condition, ailment or diagnosis. You stand in the light of your own soul and governance. Breathe with me as we journey together in meditation for your soul upliftment and restoration. Breathing through your skin to fill up on all the goodness of the world. Filling up on your beautiful breath. Breathing out, feel your body and being letting go of any stress and tension. Just the gift of your beautiful breath alone is powerful enough to affect an incredible change physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And when you focus your mind on your beautiful innate soul of love and light, you create another change in your frequency. You invite the mind that may be fraught with fear, separation, and self-doubt and negativity to let go and be loved upon you. It is like breathing into the glorious sun as the sun greets your day. Feel into the sun that is shining on that cold, frosty morning. Imagine the light shining from this frost as it welcomes the rays of the sun, a beautiful dance of light. Such is the magic that is held also within you when you can direct your mind to notice the beautiful vista around you, the energy of Mother Earth inviting you to feel and see with your senses, to go beyond your mind that might grumble if it feels cold or it feels too hot, to go deeper. Harnessing that beautiful energy of joy and delight. Breathe with me. Feeling into your need right now. There is a way that you can feel into your body and being and love upon it just as you are. If you are feeling less than good, you can breathe love into this part of you. If sadness and grief is here, you can invite love and comfort to arrive. The same as the sun can warm your back on a cold winter's day. The same that the caves of Mother Earth provide shelter for the lost and the weary. Inside of you, you have a divine guidance system. And your intelligent mind can imagine the most beautiful things. And with your breath, your body can become one with landing with this beautiful vision, imaginings, just like children know how to fully immerse themselves in creative play. Adults also need to play and get lost in abandon. So feel into this. Know that even though people may or may not be around you, there is a way that you can tangibly draw to you a loving support. Journey with me now as we go deeper, like into the heart of the cave, where you may land as a weary traveler to seek refuge, where you might find the impulse to gather wood and meet your need and draw warmth from a fire that you've created yourself. Breathing into this resourcefulness that exists within you to garner, to gather, to co-create, to not give up but dig deeper. There is a space always available to you. No matter what has come and arrived on your day, there is a way that you can soften the blow, so to speak. Breathe into this divine love that is here in your core. It is like acknowledging the seed of the apple. When you cut an apple a certain way, in half you will see a star. And the star of the apple are the seeds that are there to create more apples and apple trees. But it does not do this on its own. It requires a hand to sow it. It requires the earth to hold it. It requires the rain to quench it. It requires the wind to blow seeds all around the earth. Requires the sun to warm it, and it feels this deep core connection with all of life. And this is what we wish to impart with you today as we dive into the core of mother's love, not just human mother's love, but earth mother's love. And deeper still, into the heart of cosmic mother's love. The synergy of divine mother that also embraces divine father. From the space of unconditional love, this recognition of equality, of all things having value, that exist to co-create life itself. Wind has a purpose, but wind blows with all the forms of the earth. Wind is not wind on its own. And so too, you do not exist in isolation. Every footstep that you place upon the earth felt by Mother Earth. Every stroke that you place upon the sea is felt. That ripple of water reaches the shores of another country, far, far away. That bird flying in the sky, is held by the wind, by the air. It is supported by it. Yet the bird also knows when to take shelter, when to adapt, when the weather becomes more challenging. It will feel the subtle changes of the air, the direction, the speed, the temperature, and it will have time to adapt, because it remains present through its physical body, feeling into its environment. With the distractions of the human earthly world, sometimes you may forget to tune in to your physical body. You may forget that you've sat down too long and need to move. You may forget that you've been feeling cold and need to warm yourself up. You may forget that you've eaten too much and carry on eating because you were watching something on the television. So we invite you to take time to be in the quiet and to guide your mind into a space of beauty. Cast your mind now as we go into the spaciousness of space, where that luminous ball called the moon radiates its love, its light upon the earth. When was the last time you marveled at the moon? The moon that moves water. And you are water. When was the last time you held a glass of water and blessed it and paused to really appreciate its life-giving properties for you before you drink? You create change and you can uplift and enliven the spaces around you. Play a little. Taste your water before doing nothing. Then place your hand over the glass of water and do a little prayer, a blessing, a moment of gratitude where you stay there long enough and beam your heart out wide as you tune into the rivers and the oceans and the marvel of the rain that has fallen from the sky and collected on the earth so that you have your water to drink. The water that flows over the rocks, where it gets its minerals from. Tune into the aliveness of water as you pause to notice the glass of water that is in your hands. Then you can go one step further, placing your hand on your heart and acknowledge the water that runs through your veins, the blood of you, like the sap of a tree. Take a moment to acknowledge your perfect design, your body. If you land only with what is broken, with what is wrong, or a moment of having a cold or a flu and forget, hey, my body is here dealing with this and I have the capacity inside me to nurture myself through this and to learn from this and to keep balance, to maybe be quiet for a while and catch up and rest, but not beat up on myself and not be hard. When illness, an imbalance is here, it invites kindness. It is always an invitation, not a forcing, an invitation for you to listen to learn to discover, to create, such as the freedom of your own free will, such as your capacity to listen and discover cause and effect. Karma is not set in stone. See it more as cause and effect, a discovery of when I feel into this part of me in this particular way, this is how I then feel. This is a discovery. When I act this certain way, think these certain thoughts, I then feel that certain way, a discovery. When I'm around someone who may be acting out their discord, I can feel a certain way. But look at your thoughts. Maybe your thoughts are carrying someone else's energy, and it is not yours. Can you then let it go? Can you hold space for another so they can vent and get what they need off their chest without you taking it personally, because you've taken the time to dive deeper beyond the story of pain and trauma and suffering? You've come back deeper into the heart of you, the gold of you, the cave of you that shelters you when a storm may be raging outside, the fire of you that is the passion of you that warms you when you need warming, the tenderest wind that picks up the fragrance of the roses that soften you, that relax you. A mother's embrace around another who is crying, sobbing, and suffering. No words needed, just this love, this comforting. The tender palm of a child that sees a single petal that has left the flower but is on the ground, that is placed inside your hand. For the little child sees its beauty, feels its simplicity, feels its magic, and says, here. They may not say, here, isn't this beautiful? They may just put that flower petal in your hand. They may just pick up an acorn. They may just pick up a leaf. Here. Can you see? Can you feel? Can you land in this beauty, this simplicity? We invite you to be loved in this moment as we transition into bringing through some light language to help you to anchor into your innate love that is the funnel for joy to flow through you. Is who you are at your core, beyond the stories of failure or lack. Letting go of surface things and come into what remains when all has been peeled away. Like the soft surrender of saying your final words to a beloved as they are nearing the end of their life. You sit with them, you hold their hand, and you just love them. Even death can be misunderstood because of the pain it brings of missing your loved ones. The soul is eternal. It is just shifting form in transition. You see this happening in nature. And when you can find comfort in the eternal nature of soul, then the door is opened wider for you to communicate with these unseen realms. It felt through the doorway of love with an open heart.
Nukota ki simota ki rotu a'a. Ki simokotota ki ro.
To be a mother is to nourish, is to nurture, is to take care of, is to give birth to.
It
is also to walk alongside Divine Father, to acknowledge, to welcome, to hold space for Divine Father to also come in to his expression.
It
is the same as acknowledging the value of all elements, the rain that falls indiscriminately all over the earth. The sand versus the dirt versus the rocks, many expressions, all of value. All colours of the skin, all forms of human, all beautiful. All ages, all beautiful. All creative expressions, beautiful.
It
is less about performance. It is less about what another may approve or disapprove of you. It is more of coming in and feeling into the innate love that you are, the core love that you are. You are beauty itself. You are the fire that burns brightly. You are the wick that holds the flame. You are the candle maker that has crafted the candle. You all breathe in the same air, coming into the oneness of being, coming into the oneness of unconditional love is the way to bring wholeness and healing to your planet, to each other, to yourselves. So when you need perspective, when you need to feel more expansive, walk along the shoreline. See the endless sea. Look up in a tall tree and see its branches growing to the sky. Take a night walk and gaze upon the twinkling stars and the luminous moon. Breathing into that cool, crisp, clean air. On a winter's day, or the fragrant spring breeze of the flowers, or the crunch of autumn leaves after the warm summer sun has been. In your moment of need, call upon cosmic mother's love, father's love, the alchemy of balance, harmony, and peace. Call into your need and breathe us in and know that you are part of the remedy. You are part of this divine magic. Always here. Always will be forevermore. You are so deeply loved. May you wake up in the day and pause before your mind kicks in to say a prayer of gratitude towards yourself. And may you close the end of your day before you sleep with a heart full of gratitude and say thank you to yourself for getting through this day. And may you sleep sweetly and lightly upon your pillow. Nē ko kā ki simkatūtā ki ratia ki ā. You are loved, you are love, and so it is. And so just focus again back on your body. Breathe a little deeper now, becoming aware of your surroundings, perhaps moving your toes and your fingers and stretch, becoming fully refreshed, integrated and anchored in the here and now. Take a glass of water if you have it nearby to assist you to integrate. And stay tuned while we take a short ad break and continue with the Q&A segment of the show.
Linda Hathoria of Healing Embrace offers you beautiful healing modalities to support you in your mind, body and spiritual wellness. Help to clear and align your energy field, transform trauma and limiting beliefs, alleviate anxiety and fear blocks, feel enlivened, refreshed and at peace. Open your soul and be divinely you. Visit her website at healingembrace.co.nz.
Q&A to read out some questions from the community and offer you my guidance. I just have one question today, but it's a goodie. How can I get closer to my guides? This is a really good question, one I'm sure many of us have asked at some point in our lives. I can only share from my own experience here, so please know that there will be a myriad of ways to get closer to your guides or guidance system. Life is the greatest teacher, and you have inside you a perfectly designed communication system. It's just a case of trial and error, playing around with a few experiences and discovering what works for you. I recall years ago around the first September earthquake in 2010, I felt frustrated at my sensitivity and uncertainty of communicating with it. As a sensitive, my strength has been clairsentience, sensing and feeling energy through my body. So I feel energy arrive through my body, strong tingles that feel loving and supportive, alerting me that someone was trying to get my attention. Yet this was a two-way communication. I needed to form a relationship and devise a method to still my negative thinking mind. So I faintly felt a guiding thought into my thought stream, like a conversation inside my head. Why don't you get a pen and paper and start to write when you feel these energies visit you? So that is how my journey with automatic writing began. I would feel a loving energy visit me and feel this tingling sensation. And then I'd ask a question for more information. I'd get pen and paper and breathe as one with this presence. Words then flowed effortlessly onto the page as a stream of loving awareness, consciousness formulating itself as guidance. Just like listening to be present with a friend when they are sharing something important with you. As my confidence grew, I allowed my body to merge with my guides in channeling and voice transcription for messages to come through. When you get familiar with source energy, to be unconditional love, then you feel safe and secure in relating with the many realms of existence of pure intent, because love is your discernment. Whenever I feel energy that is heavy, violent, toxic or confusing, I notice come from another who is separated from their source of love and in a state of separation and fear. Here I simply invite love, God, source energy in to clear this from me and realign me to love and light. This I feel tangibly, Just like in my healing work, you feel the discordance or density, call love and light in, and be a clear conduit to transform the space into harmony. The energy then feels clean and clear. For you to feel closer to your guides, foster a deeper connection within yourself, to communicate with your higher self, your soul that is source love energy. This is expansive, loving, peaceful, strong and secure. This is the template to build upon building your relationship with guides in other realms. When you align to love, to God, and know yourself to be of this source, you will then access guides here to support you in your highest good. Discernment is key. Knowing how the energy feels to you, knowing what you can trust and land into. When this feels safe and natural to you, like nurturing a good friendship, you deepen in the relationship and it becomes easier and joyful to engage in. Each guide that now comes my way to communicate with me have their own way of communicating and identifying themselves. I ask, what is your calling card? Who is here? What is your message? I watch, sense, and feel. I see an inner movie in my mind. I see symbols. I take down notes. Sometimes a fragrance comes to give me a clear sign that I'm not imagining it. I have smelled roses come in with Mother Mary, seeing rose petals scattered on the ground as a symbol of divine feminine and a mother's love. Words come, then a full dialogue can flow. You can control this flow. Call in your higher power and ask to be shown the way with love and light. When you are relaxed and chilled, your energy runs at a higher frequency. This is when my guides will come near me as I walk in nature. I will feel the energy tingling all around me and their signal that they are near. I pause, communicate, and deepen my relationship with them. We work together as a loving partnership of grace. Remember, you are in control. You own your free will. Your guides will respect your free will. If it doesn't feel right or you feel scared, simply pray and call in loving support and protection. Wait until you feel ready to sit down, like with a dear and trusted friend. Get your pen and paper out and receive their loving energy. As you trust, you will allow more to flow through you. Begin with you, your soul, your higher self, aligned with love. Breathe in and expand. As in meditation or in joyful abandon, relax into it. And when your spirit is peaceful, you hold space for others to join you and begin meaningful dialogue to support you in your life. You hold the key. Let love guide you here. I have a couple of announcements to make before I wrap up and announce my special guest for the next show in August. Each month I hold healing circles of light from my home, alternate Wednesday evenings from 7 p.m. to 8:30, and monthly on the first Monday of each month from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Book online at my website healingembrace.co.nz, or you can find me on Facebook under Healing Embrace for events there. Now for the theme of upcoming August show. Join me next month to explore passion, your inner flame, your heart space of deep feeling and creative expression, with a focus on musical arts with my special guest, Satoko Nakamura from Japan. Satoko is a gifted musician playing classical music with instruments such as the piano and the Irish harp. I have been blessed to listen to her play and be transported into realms of heavenly emotion, where I'm moved into bliss and wonder. She plays passionately with her heart and soul. In her words, music is a means of expressing feelings that cannot be fully expressed in words. When I look at a loved one, whoever they are, a partner, a close friend, an important person, a parent or a child, I think of the person's own history, as well as their ancestors, environment, culture, and people that nurtured that person. I use music to express my affection with such depth. Satoko has a diverse background, working in finance, playing classical music, teaching her students, and then writing a translation with the New Zealand best-selling non-fiction book, Healing Our History, authors Robert and Joanna Considine, which was first published in Japan in 2022. This book was also featured in the book review section of the national edition of the Asahi Shimbun newspaper on 21st January 2023. Join me next month as I interview Satoko and hold space for her to play beautiful music for you here in the studio at Plains FM. You will be in for a very special treat. Tune in here third Tuesday each month at 9 a.m. You have been listening to Linda Light Channel, a show that brings you beautiful healing energy with light language, guided meditation and healing conversations for your mind, body and spiritual well-being. Join me each month here on Linda Light Channel. Please email me with any of your healing support requests on this email, lightchannel360@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to being with you at my next show.